We live.
And we are live. Yay! Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
And welcome to episode number one of Lais and the Coach for 2022.
Craziness.
Have you seen those 2020 TOO?
Yes. If it's another version of 2020, they don't want it.
I saw a thing I sent Bree today. It was like a meme that said, did you see that February 2nd, it's going to be 2-2-2-2-2, and then February 22nd is going to be like, anyway.
It's a new year.
It is a new year. I hope that all of you had an amazing holiday season. Celebrating whatever holidays you celebrate, like Festivus. It is a Festivus for the rest of us. Or whatever it else that you did. I hope you had a great December. I hope that you brought in the new year with a lot of peace and joy. Yes. And honestly, like a whole new outlook for what promises to be whatever kind of year you want it to be. Because at the end of the day, the date changes, but if your perspective doesn't, then you set yourself up for another kind of year that's going to look the same.
Same as last year.
Same as last time. So we ended off our last episode of the season saying that we were going to do a recap, but we decided not to. Because the truth is that we spent a lot of 2021
recapping
things that we had done, right? Yeah. Like it's almost like we didn't do a great job at like
being consistent
with the show, like we have done in previous years. And it seemed like every time we got to do a show, we had to recap all of the things that we had done. So it was a lot of what we did 2021, in addition to a lot of the interviews that we did.
Yes.
So one of the things that we were talking about today or discussing today is what we wanted to do with the show for this season or for this year and what we wanted to do with the show moving forward. And if you are on our email list, you saw that today I shared a post that she wrote a year ago about like things about us you don't know, right? And in
was
that
from a year ago?
Yeah, it was on my year ago today because you tagged me in it.
Got it.
And in that things about us you don't know, it was one of the things you may not know is that we have a podcast, right? And originally when we started the podcast, it was really just audio.
Yes.
And it was just me and right. Yeah. So and then in addition to that, Bree made a Throwback Thursday video of like when the first episode that her and I did together, all the way until we change the name to what it is now and a bunch of things that we've done in between. It's a super cool video. If you haven't seen it,
yes,
it's on Facebook, it's on Instagram. Definitely check it out. But as we were talking about what we wanted to do with the show, what we were going to do with the show, then one of the things that we've been wanting to do from the beginning is to talk about things that are not necessarily fitness related.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, like that's what we do, right? Like the shirt, the workout, like that was our gym. She's a competitor. Like that's what we do, right? So we're always going to talk about fitness,
and training,
about working out, and about eating. And but there's a lot more to us and to the things that we do and the things that we enjoy than working out.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, I when we were talking about it, I said to her, like, our workout's an hour or an hour of the day. It's like, what about the rest of the day?
Right.
You know?
And there's a lot more to all of you, which is why we do this, right? So that we can connect with all of you. So we want to connect with you guys on all levels, not just fitness and nutrition.
So our goal for the 2022 season of our show is number one, to talk about more things. It's not that we're not going to talk about working out, because obviously that's our thing, right? But to talk about more things, you know, as a matter of fact, if you're not following her on Instagram, she ran a poll in her stories
yesterday,
you know, to see what people wanted to see more of or talk about more of or get more content on, you know, and a lot of other things rank just as high
as
the fitness stuff, you know?
Yeah. And that's why I did the poll, right? Like I want, if I'm putting out stuff for everyone that's watching, then I want to put out the stuff that you want to watch, that you want to see. And surprisingly, and I guess not surprisingly, a lot of the stuff that was interesting to people was not, you know, fitness or food.
When I first started the podcast, I don't know if you remember, I had like a voiceover intro.
Yeah.
And the thing about the podcast was going to be to talk about fitness and health. But we also wanted to talk about life, right?
Yeah.
And then when her and I started doing it together, the goal was to have that dynamic where we could talk about other things. Like we want to talk about parenting. You know, we parent very different. We want to talk about relationships.
Yeah.
Our relationship is very different. Mm-hmm. A lot of, as a matter of fact, that post that I'm referencing that I wrote the email about, we both shared, like a lot of people know that we love to go out to eat, you know, all the time.
Big time foodies.
You know, so we want to use this medium or this outlet to not only communicate about all of the fitness things that we do, but also to just kind of talk about a lot of other
things,
you know, because honestly, like we're on this journey, you know, together, right? Whoever's watching or listening.
Yeah.
So why not talk about other things as well? You know, some things that might seem like you shouldn't be talking about it. You know, some things may be off the table for some of you, and some stuff, you know, you may learn something, you know.
Totally.
So that's what we want to do 2022. Our goal is also to have a lot more guests on the show.
We have a few lined up already.
We have a few lined up, but we want to interview more people, some fitness related, a lot of people that we coach, but other people that we don't coach. You know, mm-hmm. we want to have more conversations. How about that?
Yes, I love that.
That's so good,
hashtag
right?
Hashtag more conversations.
Communication is a really big thing for me, right? So being able to communicate and have conversations is awesome. And we'd like to have more of them with a lot more people, fitness related or not.
It's cool to hear people's stories, people's ideas, people's insights, because there's always a takeaway, you know, like there's always something that you can relate to or that you maybe hadn't looked at it that way and now you can, or some sort of tip or trick for something that you're currently trying to do or already doing. Like having more conversations, like you just said, with different kinds of people is always beneficial to everybody, you know, and it gives you just a completely different level of insight on what other people are doing and how they do it. And that can be very helpful.
100%. And so that's what we want to do moving forward with the show.
Yes.
So nothing's really changing. That was our goal from the get, but like anything else, you know, we have a lot of things going on and there's people that we coach and there's shows and there's things. So sometimes the podcast gets away from us.
Yes.
But it is something that we both enjoy doing and we want to do more of it. But like anything else, right? In order to do more of it, then we have to set it up in a way that it's enticing for us or encouraging for us to do more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, that would be talking about more stuff, you know?
Totally.
In past episodes, mm-hmm. I think that the only thing that we touched on surface-wise was like parenting, right? Like stuff that we do with Junior or with Bree.
Yeah. How we parent differently.
And I think that episode was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. And that is one of the things in my story poll that a lot of people said they wanted.
I'll tell you, it was 2 years ago because we did that episode in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So a year ago today, or not a year ago today, but a year ago, we were not at the gym.
Nope.
So it wasn't last year. So it definitely was at least 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and since then we've done a bunch more things, you know,
yeah.
We are very present parenters and we are constantly evaluating and re-evaluating on whether what we are doing or not doing is good or useful or impacting or going to serve him. You know, we have this little human that has a lot of information already, and a lot of the decisions that we make are based on our own personalities. And we hope a lot of times that the decisions that we make in order to parent him and teach him and coach him, enable him to have a good human life, right? Like to be a good person and to go after all the things that he wants to do. But in an effort for that to happen, then we do have to be present and kind of always be reevaluating if the choices and decisions that we make are best. And typically, if you're not really present, then you just don't think about it.
Right. You know? I think every parent, to a certain extent, regardless of how they parent or how present they are, every parent doesn't know what they're doing, right? Like if you've never parented before, like every kid is different, every situation is different. So everyone has to kind of do this job that there is no training for or manual. But I think that even if subconsciously or not, a lot of times we just end up doing whatever we learned growing up, whatever our parents did, whatever friends' parents did, whatever our current friends do to their with their kids, right? Like we kind of just follow this cycle that we've always seen that's familiar to us. And even though going through that journey like that, you still don't really know what you're doing. You have the guideline because you're looking to your side, you're looking to your peers, you're thinking back at how your parents did something. So there's a little bit of a base, there's a little bit of a guideline. And I think the way that we do it eliminates all of that. Like there's nothing about, not that we don't love our parents, but there's nothing about the way we were raised or the way that we see other people raising their kids or different things that we might see. We're not trying to take from anywhere. We're trying to create our very own path with this side of life. And with that, you really never know if you're doing it right because you have nothing to compare it to.
And the truth is that you don't know. You don't know until...
And you won't know until he's old enough to tell us, you fucked this up.
Right. But I will tell you, like, Junior's six, right? But I will tell you, with Bree, who is about to be 20, I have a lot of data and observation on what traditional parenting could look like and how much impact it has and doesn't have. Because both our kids are very different. Their personalities dictate a lot more of how they're going to be. How we influence them has a lot to do with us, but it also has a lot to do with how they take it. And how they interpret whatever it is that we are saying. And whoever they are as people is still going to come out.
Doesn't matter that you made them. You know, they're not yours. Like, they're yours, but... they're not you.
They don't belong to you. Like, you know,
those little, talk about this all day.
Those little humans are going to one day go out and have a podcast and talk about, you know, you. So,
and how they're going to do it all very different.
Right. So anyway, that's one of the things that we want to talk about. And we've talked about that, but we'll do a show on that. Right. You know, what was funny, speaking of parenting, a lot of people don't spend a lot of time with their kids, right? And then when COVID happened or when COVID started, that you were all locked up together.
At home. Doing their schoolwork with them.
All day, every day. You know, you start to realize that in most situations, people wake up, you go to work, kids go to school, and you get together again at the end of the day, but you don't spend the bulk of the day together. And that's what is very different about us. We spend a whole day together.
24/7.
Even us, a lot of you.
That's what I was going to say. You can roll that right into relationships.
A lot of you that are in relationships got into this COVID situation.
This quarantine was supposed to last 2 weeks and lasted a year.
And if you haven't read the statistics, divorces skyrocketed during COVID.
You either got divorced or you got pregnant.
Right.
And, luckily, neither for us because it was our everyday life.
And a lot of people realize that, again, they are cohabitating with someone and they don't really spend any time together, right? And then all of a sudden you were forced to spend all day with these people.
And that's another episode of these people you chose.
Right.
That's another episode I'd love to do is a relationship one, because I think that a lot of people, while in a committed relationship and while building a life together and having kids together and all that stuff, a lot of the stuff is very surface. A lot of the conversations, a lot of the ideas, a lot of the wants and the needs and the communication, everything is not as deep as it should be or as rooted as it should be. And I think that's why there were so many issues during that time. Mm-hmm. And I think in general, right? Like, obviously, two adults with two different personalities, but there's so much that goes into relationships. And you said it from the start, like, we've gone on almost a decade together, but like 24/7.
That's one of the things that I think that a lot of times people may miss, right? About the current status of anything that they do is how much actual time do you spend doing whatever it is that you're doing, right? Yeah. If it's with your kids, like your kids spend the bulk of the day at school, mm-hmm. right? 8 or 9 hours. If they sleep 8 or 9 hours, that's 16 to 18 hours. That really leaves you with between 6 and 8 hours. And if they do anything, if they game, if they play sports, if they do anything, then how much actual time do you spend with them, right? Same thing with your partner or spouse or significant other. How much actual time are you putting into that?
Once everyone goes to work.
And a lot of times when her and I talk, like, you know, we work together, we parent together, we live together, right? Like, so we spend all of our time together. So when you look at the amount of time that we've put in, maybe it's a decade since we started our courtship, but
that word is so weird.
but the amount of actual time spent together, we've probably spent more time together than couples that have been together 30 years.
Yeah.
Actual time together. You know, so we have some insight on that, and we can have an episode on that as well. You know, same thing goes with a lot of the other things that you know we talked about in that post. Like, a lot of people have these perceptions or ideas about a lot of the things that may or may not go on with us. But for example, we eat out probably more than most people would imagine that we do.
Yep.
We love to go out to eat, mm-hmm. you know, but we like the experience
yes.
of going out to eat.
We like,
don't, you know, it's not,
we like food. We like to eat, but right, what we like is the experience.
Right. We are big foodies, you know, mm-hmm. and I enjoy the process of finding a place that is going to provide us with the kind of experience that would make us want to get dressed and go somewhere.
And he's really good at it.
If you have ever been
he's
out
a Yelp
with
master.
Us, that is one of my favorite things to do. And finding a place that we can go to and be like, you know, I can't wait to come back.
What? You should do that. You should have a concierge service of planning people's dates and people's trips because you're ridiculous. Like, I will spend hours on Yelp and come up with nothing or with like 3 or 4 things. And he's like, he'll 10 minutes. I got it. And he's got a list and he's looked into everything. Like, you're seriously so good at that. And we have the best experiences.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we, as a matter of fact, we have so much fun doing that, that we started an Instagram page.
Yeah. Foodie Instagram page.
Like a foodie one, like mm-hmm. food, what is it? Fit Food Critics,
mm-hmm.
you know? And we're not really criticizing food or critiquing.
And we're not eating fit foods.
Gastronomy, like we're you know, it's more about, you know, sharing those experiences because we go out to eat things that we enjoy eating, right? Like tonight, we
are. How often would you say we go out to eat?
It honestly depends. If you are really close to a show, it probably. Once or twice a week if I'm really close to a show.
But right now we're going at what, 5, 6, 7 days a week?
I'll tell you, like, there was this restaurant that I was scoping out for several weeks in Lake Nona, and it was really hard to get a table, and then we finally got a table, and it was like a fusion of South American food, but like very gourmet, like, you know, if you look at the pictures, the food is really pretty. But we like to eat a lot. So, you know, I want a big plate of food, you know, so those things matter.
Yeah, everything was like a taste.
Right. You know, it was one of a place like that. The other day we went to the night before. Shit, I can't remember.
Where?
The Puerto Rican place. The new one. Yeah, Finca.
Mm-hmm.
It's a twist on Puerto Rican food. Like,
so good.
If you know what, like, the little Korean bao buns are, right? So they took a sandwich that we normally make in Puerto Rico that's like this big and put it into little bao buns. Oh, it's amazing, so right? We went to, we found a really cool place to have adult beverages.
Coolest.
And, you know, sometimes that's a cool experience.
Yes.
We went to that Korean barbecue place. Like, we've gone to so many places, right? And we enjoy that process and we want to share more about that stuff and we want to talk more about it.
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, because we want to share the experience, but two, because there's a big stigma around, well, if you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to be fit or whatever, then you've got to give those things up. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
Yep.
So we want to share a lot more about that.
And back to just kind of like branching out into different topics too. Like, we don't want to just talk about training and nutrition and prepping for show and all that stuff. Like, we want you guys to, maybe someday you're in the area. Like, we get asked all the time because we share stuff on our stories and on social media. Like, where is that? You know? And sometimes people aren't local, but if they come and they're like, oh, this is a place that I can go to, like, why not enhance someone's dining experience?
Because right.
We go everywhere all the time.
So tonight, starting tonight, we're actually going to document a little bit different. Mm-hmm. We're going to go try a new place tonight. Today is Thursday, mm-hmm. January 6th.
January 6th.
And we are going to go try a new place tonight with some really cool food, but we are going to document it in a different way. We're going to use a lot of the stuff that we've been using to document workouts, mm-hmm. right? And training and things like that, and then apply it to the food.
It's going to be so fun.
So it's going to be super cool. So if you are watching this and you tune in, we will be on our other Instagram page and I'll link it somewhere here. But it is Fit Food Critics mm-hmm. On Instagram, and we'll be documenting there. And if not, then go find it later and watch. Like, you know, we'll share all of that.
So exciting.
But what I wanted to do today was, one, make sure that we recorded a new episode. Two, make sure that we preface what this year is going to look like, because we do want to have a lot more talks and a lot more chats and a lot more things and a lot more people and guests and things like that. And also invite all of you to be more involved in this process with us.
Yes.
You know, what is it that you want to hear more of? Who would you like to see on the podcast
mm-hmm.
so that they could chat with us? Or maybe you just want to listen to what they have to say, but this could be the show where you get to listen to what they say. Like, what would you want to hear more of? You know,
what would be helpful? Would
let's,
be interesting.
Let's use a lot more of the stuff that's on the internet. You know, like, share, comment, subscribe, leave a review, like all of those things. You know, honestly, like, we've always done this podcast just as a way to communicate and for fun. And not that that's going to change, but I think that one of the things that we want to do more of is interact more. Back to that conversation, right? We want to have that conversation with you.
Yeah.
And if you are listening or watching here on Facebook, on YouTube, then the stuff that you want to hear or listen to or curious about, mm-hmm. that's the stuff that we want to talk about, right?
And don't be afraid to interact. I find it so funny. Every time I put like a question box in my stories, you get like a couple of people who say something. But if you put a poll, you get five times the amount of people to interact, right? But even those five times more than the actual thing where you would write in there, the people that actually even click on the polls, like, a quarter of the people that watch the stories, if that. And it's like, I wonder why people don't interact.
I'll tell you, as you were saying that, I'm thinking, you know, watch teenagers, is Bri a millennial?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think I'm a millennial.
Okay.
So maybe not.
Watch, I'm not a millennial.
So what are you, a baby boomer?
No, but where I was going is like, watch that, right? A lot of people are struggling to have conversations. Right? They are really, really good at doing the phone thing.
1980 to 1995 is a millennial.
And then
she's
after that?
Gen Z or Gen Y.
All right. So Bree's a Gen something. So that
she's
group,
a Gen Z.
Like, they can text, they can, you know, and everything is like a letter or whatever, but communication is becoming very difficult for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think that even in situations where you are simply being asked a question for more interaction or a poll or something, people struggle to say, you know,
what they want.
What they want. Minds. And I'll tell you, before her fitness transformation that was actually a personal transformation, she was one of the people that would say things like, people don't care what I have to say, you know, and like, that's stupid.
Like,
you
that's
know?
Not interesting.
Right.
To
that's not interesting. And the thing is that a lot of people don't ask or participate because they don't think that their opinion matters or that their question is important. So they just don't, you know, and they watch all of the stuff that's happening without actually participating or interacting.
Yeah.
You should interact more, you know, not just here.
Everywhere.
All of the things.
We used to tell Brie all the time because she would just watch and watch and consume. And we're like, participate.
Yeah.
Participate like in the thing that
other
you're
podcasts
consuming.
That you watch, other shows that you watch. Maybe you read a post on Instagram that you
comment,
enjoy.
Like
say
it.
Something. Yeah. You know, a lot of times we are losing the ability to communicate. Because we are
and to be involved
because we are afraid of what somebody might say if we share our opinion, even if you think it sucks, mm-hmm. then stand up for yourself and say, you know what? I read this and I think this is terrible.
Or even if you think
it's
pointless.
Or like Junior would say, this is dog water, you know, like whatever, you know, but it's important to interact with other humans,
yes.
you know,
and participate in the
conversations. And that is one of the things that we want to do this year with the show. So leave a comment. Don't just like, you know, share it. Leave
participate.
Participate. You know, what do you want to hear more of? Mm-hmm. Tag somebody who you would like us to interview on this show, have as a guest, have a conversation with. See how crazy it would be if their personality is so different for us. See if it gets volatile. You know, do we get into an all-out argument? Like that would be, I'm sure a lot of you would get a kick out of that. You know,
people love drama.
I love confrontation, you know.
Oh, God.
It's my favorite. Yes. Because I am going to tell you how it is, and I'm going to tell you what I think, and I will hear you out, but I will be heard as well. So, you know, maybe tag somebody who likes confrontation too, you know. Either way, our goal this year is to make sure that our show is a lot more interactive and
yes.
that we talk a lot about a lot more things,
diversify
the mm-hmm. show, and that is what we wanted to do today. So we already have our first guest lined up for 2022, mm-hmm. but we are looking forward to having more guests on the show.
We have a few lined up.
We have a few lined up. So to all of you that are listening or watching, thank you for listening and watching. Again, we super appreciate it and we want to have more conversations with you. So we wish you all an amazing 2022.
Yes.
And look for more Lais and the Coach, not only here on Facebook, but on YouTube, on Spotify, okay. iTunes, all the platforms. We
all
will
the
be
places.
On all of them. So that's it for today. Peace out, everybody.
Bye, guys.